Conservatives inundate Loudoun County schools with over 500 FOIA requests. By Brecken Ftis on December 26, 2021. Conservatives seeking information about a Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPS, alleged sexual assault cover-up, among other things, have flooded the school division with over 500 Virginia Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests, according to Loudoun Now. From 2012 to 2018, the outlet said, the average yearly number of FOIA requests was about 90. Approximately 40% of the requests, made by a half dozen individuals, have been filed by members or allies of Fight for Schools, a Loudoun-based education advocacy organization which has been behind several efforts to recall school board members. Loudoun County schools have been a hotbed of political activity this year, as parents realized the district was teaching the tenets of the race essentialist indoctrination scheme called critical race theory and appears to have covered up at least two instances of sexual assault in an effort to pass a sweeping transgender policy allowing males to use female bathrooms and play against females in sports. As Breitbart News reported, the alleged sexual assault cover-up resulted in the resignation of one school board member and an apology from Superintendent Scott Ziegler, saying, "I am sorry that we failed to provide the safe, welcoming, and affirming environment that we aspire to provide." According to LCPS Public Information Officer Wade Byard, the district has had to double the number of officials who processed FOIA requests and has begun billing FOIA requesters because it cannot handle the current volume free of charge. As Breitbart News reported, one FOIA requester was billed more than $36,000. Loudoun County Mother Michelle Mega had asked for all communications, including press releases, statements, emails, or other correspondence in any format within the LCPS possession that used the words sexual assault or rape between May 1 and October 18, 2021. Byard explained his calculation at the time, saying that there were over 100,000 potential documents at an hourly retrieval rate of $72.15, but that the real cost came from the 500 estimated hours it would take to review all the documents for potential redactions, among other things. Virginia Attorney General-elect Jason Meares, R., vowed to investigate LCPS over the sexual assault issue. Other FOIA requesters include Fight for Schools Executive Director Ian Pryor, Parents Against Critical Race Theory head Scott Minio, and Alicia Brand, spokeswoman for Scott Smith and his family. Smith's daughter was the victim of an aforementioned sexual assault at school. According to Loudoun Now, State Del. Danica Rome, D., has introduced a bill to the General Assembly that would cap FOIA request hourly rates at $33, saying that, acting against the interests of a FOIA requester, the current system overwhelmingly defaults to the side of the custodians and I'm working to bring the pendulum to the center so we have actual balance. But Rome's bill has met with opposition from local governments, who fear a more accessible FOIA system might encourage harassment in the form of an increase in the volume of requests. Virginia Coalition for Open Government Executive Director Megan Ryan, however, said you can't just say harassment is sheer volume because there are things that happen in state and local government that are going to happen that have intense public interest and with that public interest will come an increase in FOIA filings. As Breitbart News reported, LCPS has seen a mass exodus of students, potentially costing the district around $7 million in state funding. Brecken Ftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Ftis.